Online Podcast May 24th, 2005. Hello, hello. Welcome to Online Podcast. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, Duan Duan Dan Buan Buan. This is John Ong. Oh, I miss doing a show down in the studio. It's been so long. I don't even remember when was the last show I did something in the studio. It's been a long while. I even forgot all my setups down here. I spent about an hour trying to figure out what's supposed to hook up to what. So anyway, let's move on to the show. First of all, I want to welcome all the new listeners, wherever you're coming from, whichever source. In fact, I would like to hear from you if this is your first time listening to the show. Oh, Ma'ankao. Hey! Okay. So during the test, I actually set up my microphone to, during the test, I did a sound check, and I play my open theme song, and the Rasa Sayang song would pop in, and it would scare me every single time. And the same thing just happened again. So that was the song called Rasa Sayang. I just have that song queue up, you know, whenever I want to play, I'll just play in the background. In fact, let me do this. Let me see if I can play something off of, because I create something called the background music or something like that, so that I can play it when I talk to you. And I kind of want to do, I want to get back into doing shows I want to do a live recording is what I'm trying to say. Oh, now I don't know where that song is. Oh, gosh. Let's see. Here, is it here? Oh, here it is. Okay, I'm going to have to play that really softly. It is called, here you go. Okay, so I have that song play in the background softly, and I'll just talk over it. Let me set it to repeat that one song. Okay, good. So I hope this is not too loud. You can still hear me. You can still hear the music in the background. Oh, that's a bit loud with the guitar coming in. But, just in GarageBand, I just, threw something together so that I can talk to you while the music is playing. Of course, I just wasted a whole bunch of time talking about technical stuff, what I'm doing. anyway, let's see. Oh, this is so overwhelming. It's just too much. I've been really liking doing a show on the go. Just hit record and record all my shows on my iRiver, even though I'm also recording the show currently on iRiver, but with a studio setup, actually. But I really like... I really like just, putting on my microphone in my ears and turn on the recorder on iRiver, and I just go to work and, talk about things on the way to work. And I kind of like that. But I also like the studio setup. I feel like it's a little bit different. I like the whole controlling all the music and the mixes all live. Of course, inspired by my previous training, which is doing a live radio show. And let's see. While we're talking about songs, I have a listener actually emailed me, and his name is, I mentioned that in my previous show also, talking about him emailing me and telling me that he enjoys listening to me thinking out loud. Is it David? Oh, shoot. I forgot what his name is. Let me open up my email and see if I can recall. Is it David or Richard? No, not Richard. Oh my goodness. David. Yeah, it is David. David R. Thank you for sending me that email again. On the bottom of his email, he asked me about the opening song. He said that he loves the opening song and asked me what what it is. And I don't think I've talked to you much about that song. In fact, I might just play that song during the show if I can get, if I can find it. Let's see. It is, okay, let me just play a little bit of that in the background. Maybe you will be, then you know what I'm talking about here. Okay, I'm gonna change song abruptly. Okay, here it is. This is a song that he was talking about. This is my opening song. But of course, oh, I'm gonna stop it now. Now, of course, that is, I have re-edited the opening song for the purpose of it being the intro and the outro. And, you know, the chorus just repeat, which is Langit Biru Kita. And Langit Biru Kita is in Malay. And I'll tell you all about the song, and I just, you know, devote this entire studio show to where my theme song came about. When I first started this podcast way back in, I started doing some tests. Some people call it the beta shows, you know. I was running a few shows and tested out setting-wise and audio level and everything back in October of 2004. And I think I started posted my first official show maybe in November, beginning of November, I think. And so when I was doing that, I was very concerned with the whole RIAA issue, and I don't want to find a song that I, you know, that is perfect for my show, but then I end up having to pay a lot of money for it, and, you know, being cheap. And I just thought, you know, what can I play? And at that time, I have been playing with GarageBand a whole lot on my computer, and I was just trying to record, well, I was doing a lot of audio recording. Some of the songs I cannot play for you because it is, I do not have the permission to do that, because it's a cover song, of course, of other people's song. Most of them are popular songs, so I would not be playing those for you. But Langit Biru Kita is, in English, it means our blue sky. And I will give you a little bit of a an explanation of why I use that song. First of all, that is the first song that I've ever composed myself. I did not arrange the song. In fact, the song was sent to me by a guy named Hiro in Japan. He and I used to collaborate quite a bit. Well, this is the one song. He asked me to create more songs with him. I just haven't had the time. But that song was created by Hiro. And I think Hiro is from, oh, I don't remember where he's exactly in Japan he's from, but he's from Japan. He has a band, and he's written that song for the band, and has an entirely different melody. And he posted that song without the vocal track, just the bass track. I don't know if I can even find it. Let me see if I can find it. It's called something like, let me see if I can find this. Something, and you know, that's the reason why I, you know, that made me think of blue, was because I think it has something to do with like blue. Oh, what is it now? Of course, I couldn't find it when I wanted to tell you about it. Something sky. Is it sky or blue? Oh gosh, like a 36 songs having the word sky in. Oh, The Sky Is Broken. Oh no, that's by Moby. Oh, Jiminy, I forgot. Let me see if I can find it. Is it blue? Let me find it. Oh, Mustang. Yeah. Oh, The Garden Painted Blue is the how he named the song. And, okay, I found it. That's good. And his nickname is Mustang, Mustang JP. And I just want to play real quick short clip of how the original song sounded like. No, this is not the right song. That's not the right song. Sorry, that's another piece of music that he wanted me to write melody to. Oh, what is it called? The Broken Sky is Shining. There you go. So he has the song in the back. Well, he's programmed all the song, of course, also in GarageBand. And I used to go to a website where artists can actually collaborate and actually do songs together. And so I'm going to play that music. So in the background, you hear that song. It's actually my theme song. It's just the bass track, kind of like the karaoke version or karaoke version of my theme song. And I was just listening to it, and I just absolutely love that song. It's very happy, cheery, peppy, you know. So I like that song, and I said, hey, I'm going to write words to it. In fact, it started off as just being a song that I just want to, you know, sketch sing with, you know. Something I couldn't sing. I still haven't gained my voice back yet. But anyway, so I started listening to that song, and all of a sudden, from the name of the song, originally he named it The Broken Sky is Shining. And it just came to me about sky, blue sky, and I always thought, Bruce is my partner, Bruce's eyes are blue. So I thought, okay, blue eyes, you know, is there something that I can write, something short and sweet, because the song is only about 2 minutes long. So I thought, okay, cool, I'll think about it, and Malay words started to come into my head. So, and it kind of sounded like a little bit like that Sheila Maji style music. So I thought, I might make it work. So I started writing, and within a few hours, girly, my goodness, hello girly. So I started to play with the tune, the melody, and trying to see if words would fit in and sound melody would fit in. And it started to go along pretty well. So, and then I, Jiminy. So that was the song. And so that was the background song. Now I want to play for you the song with the words in it. It is really simple. It's a very simple Malay song, and I want to play the entire song for you, since I've not done this before in any of my shows, and that would explain to you why and how my theme song came about. And this is Langit Biru Kita from me, John Ong, and also Mustang, because he pretty much wrote the bass track and I just fill in the words and wrote the melody for it and wrote the backups for it. In fact, my favorite part of recording, studio recording, is actually doing all the backups myself. So I'm going to see if I can play that song for you. This song is again called Our Blue Sky, or Langit Biru Kita.
Bila kita bersendar di bawah langit biru, perasaanku bahagia kena kau di sisi daku. Kadangkala awan risau melanda, tapi ku ada mu, ingat ku ada. Langit biru, langit biru kita, langit biru kita. Inilah yang ku suka, sukaku yang inilah. Tiba-tiba awan risau melanda, tapi ku adamu, ingati ku ada. Cinta padamu, lihatlah langit biru kita. Sayang, tak kira kau di mana, kalau ada langit kita, cinta kita. Langit
So that was it. That was the entire song. I actually didn't edit that piece in. I was listening to the song with you while I have my iReverb recording. So that was the song that I, my first ever song that I've ever composed, blah, 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 blah. And so I thought, you know, I own the right of the song. And of course, I seek the permission from Hiro, also called known as Mustang JP. He said, sure, I can use it for my theme song. So I edited that version that I use in my show called, you know, the same version, but I just kind of repeat the whole chorus through. So, David, I hope that explained a little bit of that song to you. For anyone who wants to have a copy of that song, you can email me at online@gmail.com, or call me and leave me call a comment. I mean, the best way is to email me, and I can send you a song, or I can point you to the right place to download a song. I do have an MP3 copy on the website. If you go to johnong.com and click on the singing link, and let me go there myself. Go to johnong.com, and that's johnong.com. Go there and then click on the singing, which is the top right square. You'll know what I'm talking about once you get there. Just click on the singing, that light green color, and it will bring you to johnong.com/singing. That is my singing site that has all my singing stuff. And on the left side, there's MP3 audio sample. There is a link for you to download the MP3 version of that particular song, Langit Birukita or Our Blue Sky, right off of my website. But if you want a direct link, just email me. I'll reply that email with the proper link. In fact, if you are using iTunes, I can even compress that song to the AAC format, so the quality is higher, and you are welcome to play that song on your show. And it's just something that I wrote. And of course, there's also other pieces like stuff that I did for Wonder Wisdom that I wrote recently. I'm very impatient. I like to write really short songs so I don't have to dwell in it a whole lot, because I get really bored really quickly. So that's kind of nice that I can actually write for Wonder Wisdom, because I really like her show. So I'm glad that I can do something for a show. And I've just started playing the background music again, just because I wanted, because that sounds like Archer. Sounds like Archer Radio now. That's that little background music in the back. I'm gonna skip to a part that is further down to the song. I have to say that loudly because that's probably a bad edit there, but I don't care. Let's see. I think that's probably what I want to talk about this time around for this show. I have recorded, it's actually Sunday. For once I don't have to do anything on a Sunday, so I kind of took the opportunity and recorded maybe four or five shows today. So most of the stuff that you'll be hearing are probably recorded on a Sunday that I don't have to work. I usually do work weekends, so I just thought it's a very rare opportunity that I get to be at home alone, especially because when Bruce is here, I want to spend time with him. So he's at work, I'm at home. I just thought I'll take the opportunity and do a few shows. And if in case I don't have time to record any shows over the week, I at least have something to post for you. And keep your emails coming. I like to hear from you. This is more of the ideal show. You know, I sit down in the studio and actually talk to you and actually play clips and all that. That's actually... talking about playing clips, I forgot about something. Let's see. Remember my correspondent in San Francisco? He also has a message for us. In fact, a message about Daytime Emmy. So probably by the time you hear about this, it would probably be over. Let's see. Let me find that clip so that I can play that clip for you. Okay, you can hear my computer clicking away. Okay, so this is before I end my show because I almost forgot about this. This is, what is it? Henry. Okay, I'm just being distracted. This is Henry, also known as Hannah Jones, or Bridget Hannah Jones. So, Bridget Hannah Jones, take away.
San Francisco.
Oh, shit. Wait. Wait. Okay, here he is again. Bridget Hannah Jones, take it away.
Hello, this is Bridget Jones. Well, Bridget Hannah Jones from San Francisco. Hi, it's been a while, but I thought I'd call in to give a remark about the Daytime Emmys that I'm watching right now. It is a delayed telecast because I'm on the West Coast, and this is not a report. I'm just excited about it. I'm excited about it because I just got a glimpse of Martha Stewart in the audience. Well, actually, she was one of the nominees for Best Service Show Host. She did not get it, but it was great to see her there, like sitting in her chair, looking really rested, relaxed, and comfortable, and beautiful. She was dressed, she was wearing this gold top, well, you know, like one of her big coat shirt things. Very stylish and comfortable, and her hair looked great too. So that was exciting, and it just really gave me a kick to see her there because I realized that this was considered work for her, and thus she can be away from her home, from her house arrest, and she can be here. That's just great. I do believe I'm right that she's still on house arrest. I'm not sure. I think John can clarify that, and he will, I'm sure. And Il Divo just sang, wow, I've never actually seen them perform. I heard about them a lot. But it was great. They have great voices, they're handsome, and I think most important for me is they're classy, which is something we really need nowadays. It's highly lacking. So that's it for the Daytime Emmys. I'll watch on and see who wins the following categories, which I know nothing about. But okay, this has been Bridget Jones from San Francisco, back to studio.
Thank you, Henry. Thank you, Bridget Hannah Jones. Yeah, that was Bridget Hannah Jones all the way from San Francisco. excuse me. That was he was talking about Martha Stewart on house arrest. I think she is still on house arrest, if I'm not mistaken, because I think it is, isn't it 6 months? Of course, I don't remember and I don't do my homework. I didn't check. I just now do a little search and let's see. I don't know. She might be still. I think she's still on house arrest, and but she can fly to California or wherever that thing. Oh, was in, maybe it was in New York. I don't remember whether or not it was in New York. Oh, Gmini. Oh, that was my email. Sorry. That was so. If she is still on house arrest and she can still go to you know, someday I might just read all the junk mail that comes to my email. Take advantage of a free bottle offer as seen on TV. Click on the link below to learn more. On Saturday afternoon, a man identified as a suspect in an April 7 bombing blew himself up as he leapt off a bridge during a police chase. What the hell is this? lovemail.com. Piece of junk. Oh my, oh gosh, where was I before I was so rudely interrupted by that stupid junk mail. Oh yeah, Martha's still on house arrest. She's still on house arrest as far as I know, but as long as, I don't know whether Daytime Emmy, I think Daytime Emmy is in LA, I think, I'm not sure. Maybe I'll do a research right now. Daytime Emmy, Martha's the two-worder. So I think it's in LA, and if she can make it in time, I think she has like 8 hours a day to work or something. And so if, as long as she can, oh, she can also get special permission too. If she has to, she can work it out with the parole officer or whatever the hell you call those people. So let me see. Is it in LA? TV News, Martha Stewart's next Daytime Emmy. I don't know whether that is from this year. May 17th. Yeah, this must be from T. Okay. This is according to one of the news that I just happened to pull up. Oh yeah, it was in Los Angeles. For an ex-con under house arrest, there you go, she's still on house arrest, Martha Stewart has a lot to celebrate these days. On Monday, May 16th, Stewart's spin-off of The Apprentice got a coveted primetime spot in NBC primetime schedule. I'm looking forward to that. Stewart's new syndicated daytime show, Martha, also produced by Mark Burnett, is drawing real heat with NBC's affiliate stations. And on Saturday, Stewart's already deceased syndicated series, Martha Stewart Leaving, earned a Daytime Emmy. That's really good. I'm very happy for Martha Stewart. I don't care what you think about me or what you think about her, I love her. The Creative Craft categories of the 32nd Annual Daytime Emmy Awards were held on Saturday in simultaneous black tie ceremonies at the Marriott Marquis Hotel in New York. Oh, it was in New York. In the Grand Ballroom at Hollywood. Oh no. Oh, maybe I have no clue where she is. Let me continue reading. And blah 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 in Los Angeles. Living picked up its sixth win in the Best Service Show category, bringing the show's overall Daytime Emmy haul to 13 for the duration of its helpful run. Let me see. For 13 seasons, the show's talented and hardworking staff has worked together to make a program that is informative, insightful, and inspiring to its viewers, and I'm proud of the entire team that earned this honor, said Martha Stewart, who was the show's host and creator. This program has thrived on accessibility and approachability of the ideas seen on this show, and this would not be possible without reliable and inspired direction, extraordinary art direction and design, and the best technical support any service show displayed on daytime television. In its run, Living cancelled in the aftermath of Stewart's conviction for being not so honest with federal prosecutors regarding a stock transaction, earned 60 Emmy nominations. But the craft categories weren't all about honoring domestic divas with prison records. This other shows now. Blah blah blah. Reminder. Blah blah blah. Blah, blah, blah Friday. Oh. The remainder of the Daytime Emmys will be presented on Friday, May 20th. Yeah, so yeah, I don't know whether she was in New York or whether she was in LA. I would guess that she would probably... Well, Henry said that she was in the audience. I don't know if they have the... Because of the simultaneous whatever thing casting. Oh my god, I'm so prepared. The simultaneous... There's a... Daytime Emmy show, and then there's also a black tie ceremony in New York. So maybe she was there. I'm not sure. Okay, I just spent a whole bunch of time on Martha Stewart, but that was a little short story that was covered by our very own Bridget Hannah-Jones from San Francisco. Good to hear that Martha Stewart's doing well and looking pretty. I know she would come back stronger than ever. And let's see. So that was a little bit about Martha Stewart. And before that, we talked about my theme song, Langit Biru Kita. And again, if there's anything that you want to send me, just email me to online@gmail.com. Or you can go to my website, that is onlinepodcast.com, to find out more information about the show. Find out the comment line 206-888-JOHN that you can call me and leave me a message, and I'd like to play it on my show. Unless you don't ask me not to, then I won't. And let's see, I have also written a few other songs that I won't be playing for you because it sounds kind of stupid. Sometime I'll probably, when I pull up my guts, that's the reason why I didn't play the theme song for you, because it's something that I wrote, and I'm always very self-conscious about the stuff that I wrote, because, you know, I sing, but I don't really compose, so I just need more practice. Or I need to really take lessons, whatever. Thank you, everyone, for downloading the show. And if you haven't started using iPodder client, like I talked about in the previous show, please do that. Go to iPodder.org and learn all about how you can have your shows automatically downloaded to your computer. You can even go to the extent of having it placed into your iTunes, and then the next time you sync your iPod, the new shows would automatically go over to your iPod. And if I upload the show on a Sunday and the machine automatically downloaded over Sunday night or Monday very early morning before you go to work, you will have my show already on your iPod, ready for your commute to work on Monday. So it's a good thing. Oh my god, I just said Martha Stewart thing. It's a good thing. So thank you very much for listening to the show. I hope that you would check out iPodder client so that you can do this downloading of the show automatically. But if you are listening to the show by just clicking on my link on my website, they'll be okay also. But I do really strongly encourage you to go check out the iPodder client. And thank you for subscribing to the show. Thank you for listening to the show. I will talk to you another time. And I hope you stay healthy, you stay vibrant, you stay pretty, and you stay whatever. But the main thing is, if there's anything wrong, just brush it off and smile. Just don't forget to smile, because the price of smiling, well, not the price, the payback of a smile is really a whole lot. If you just try it, you know, if you see somebody, just give them a little smile, they will smile back. One smile makes two. And I'm a great advocate for smiling. It just makes everybody feel better, you know. So don't forget to smile. Oh shit, I need to play my outro. Completely forgot about it. So I'm gonna pretend like I okay, here it is. Okay, I'm gonna pause the song first. I haven't done a studio show for so long, I don't remember how to do it anymore. Okay, here it is. There you go. Thank you very much. And like I said, don't forget to smile. And I will talk to you on my next show, whenever that is. Take care, all. Bye-bye.